Yeah, there's always controversy about the latest in agricultural research. I'm old enough to remember when hybrid corn came on in the 30s. And I had a neighbor that just went nuts. People planting hybrid corn, my God, they're going to poison everybody under the sun and all their pigs with it. They didn't know what they're talking about. But they had this notion. Well, we toughed it out. I think that's true with the GMOs and other kinds of advances in food and agricultural science that is based on just pure poppycock. And the thing we don't do is give in to it. But neither do we ignore it. We try to bring them along and teach them and show them where there is no real risk here. We can't just blow in their ear. We just got to give them stuff they can understand.
Yeah, you do. You can do it.
Just a couple of additional comments there, because that question has international implications as well as domestic. You know, it's not only whether we can sell the product domestically in the face of that kind of demagoguery, but whether we can sell it internationally too. And we can readily have our exports impeded if we're not at all careful. And what that means is that we've got to have people in government too who will insist that we have science-based rules in this arena globally. And I'm sorry to say, we've got a good number of people in governments, including our own, who sometimes are willing to be pretty soft on that subject bend to the political whims of a given time rather than stand solid for sound science. In agriculture, that's Codex Alimentarius. And, we really need to win those battles with the folks around the world who are inordinately risk-averse, and that includes most of our folks in our friends in Europe. There is no reason to object to GMOs, genetically modified organisms. There's not one person in this entire world who's gotten sick from eating anything that has been genetically modified in the GMO process. And yet you see a lot of flack there. I don't know what happened in California yesterday. It went down, thank heavens.
Yeah.
That's good news.
All right, Joe.